Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
How about Johnny Damon getting locked up over the weekend?
Huh.
Blowing four.
Johnny Damon.
Four times over the legal limit.
Four times?
Four. TMZ Sports has obtained the police report in which cops say Johnny Damon's blood alcohol level was 0.30, nearly four times the legal limit. That's a lot. I think they locked his wife up, too, because she was hammered.
Oh, so they're a perfectly matched pair?
Apparently. It says the affidavit says Mangan Damon, 45, then disobeyed the officer's commands to stay in the vehicle, stepping out and stating that she didn't need to listen to him. Uh-oh. I attempted to pull Michelle towards me so that I can put her against the vehicle and then order Johnny back to the front of the car. However, Michelle then proceeded to turn towards me and grab onto my left arm while simultaneously pulling away from me and pushing me. The report said she was doing this. Johnny was also intertwined among Michelle and I.
What a
drunk mess this is. Jesus.
Wow.
Hey, Brett, you going to get any criminals to give your wife a cameo video this year?
Well, he wasn't a criminal then.
Maybe OJ. Right. Maybe OJ's available for this year's birthday.
He's not on cameo anymore. We've done it. That was my next one.
Are there any other criminals think of that you could... Because Brett did do a cameo video, bought a cameo video from Johnny Damon for his wife. It was very nice. It was well done.
Yeah, birthday last year.
Damon, she loves him.
Johnny Damon allegedly told the police he's a, quote, good effing guy. They asked him if he was drinking. He said, maybe just a little. And he put like a little pinch.
Put your fingers close to
his. Yeah, like
his. Just a teensy weensy.
Right. Just a little.
Which means he drank like
where
a gallon of tequila.
Was he in Tampa?
Oh, I don't know.
No, it
doesn't say. No, it just says in Florida.
Do you have the message, Brett?
The Windermere Police Department near Orlando. There it is. Okay.
Maybe he was down in Disney Springs, Monica.
Right. Monica, you could have been drinking. Maybe it's your fault. Did you buy him a shot?
Some mean margaritas. I can see how that would happen.
Did you buy Johnny Damon a shot?
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I didn't.
I'll always love Johnny Damon for his part in the Red Sox World Championship. No question about that.
With this particular story, you do have to refer to him as former Red Sox. Like nothing.
Oh, is that what you have to say?
Anything bad, it's former Red Sox.
Not former Yankee.
No.
Anything good.
Yankee. Yes. So that's a good thing.
Right.
When you see the headlines with former Red Sox.
Absolutely respect that line.
Not my Johnny Damon.
That's right.
That's right.
So this is what I did last year for, this is the cameo Johnny Damon did before he was a criminal.
You get to Hi there, Susan. It's Johnny Damon. I want to wish you a happy 29th birthday again. You don't look a day over 28. I know it's tough balancing a crazy schedule, but you know your husband, Brett, and your son, Jason, absolutely love you and appreciate everything that you do for the family. So put on your Johnny Damon jersey, get a glass of wine, relax, and enjoy your day. Happy birthday, Susan.
Aww.
That's sweet. I got to keep it. I thought it was just like a flighting. That's really cool.
Take a good look at my face, Johnny Damon's face.
No.
And then slowly slide your hand under your pants.
Oh, Nelly.
Yeah, just like that.
Now, Susan. Line. Brett's wife, line.
Reach over into the armoire and grab that toy out of the drawer. You know the one.
Yeah. Brett's like, I'm okay with that.
That's sexy Johnny Damon.
I've told you a salad.
It's a whole different price, Brett.
I've watched you watching me, Susan.
That's so cool. It is,
right?
That is stupid cool. Like, if
Well, she has the video forever.
God, that's so amazing. That's
it doesn't
cool.
go away.
Yeah, that's like a forever gift. Brett, that's the
Just
best
like Johnny Damon's arrest record.
This right.
Will not go away.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon.
It's going to stay.
Will she blindly defend him and say whatever, or will she be like, yeah, that ain't right?
Jokingly, she's like, not my Johnny.
Yes,
hey, sometimes people drink too much, and you know,
there's a show Below Deck on.
But how are you blowing a 0.30? I mean, that's four times over, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, come on,
that really is so irresponsible.
In the world of Uber and your filthy rich,
exactly,
get a limo.
Exactly.
Come on, man. What were you saying?
There's
about
a show Below Deck on Bravo where it's like a private yacht. Reality show, and they have different people on each week, and one of the times Johnny Damon had was on there with his wife, and they liked to party on the show too a couple of times. So seems like this is their thing. They go out, they get blasted.
I mean, listen, go out and get blasted all day long. That's awesome.
Right. But don't drive.
You're filthy rich.
Yeah, no, there's zero excuses.
And
zero.
In 2021, you don't have to be filthy rich to never get a DUI.
Right.
You really don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. The only excuse he has is he was so drunk he made a bad decision and decided to drive. I mean, in the end. But he should have known before he even went. They know they're going out drinking. Why aren't you prepared for that? I just realized, Brett.
Yes.
We have a full-size cardboard stand-up of Johnny Damon in my house.
What? And you're just holding out?
No, I'm not. It's in the attic. Kelly loved Johnny Damon back when he was with the Red Sox. He had the long hair then. It was, you know, in the 2004 year when the Sox won the World Series. And I don't know where I got it, but it was a full stand-up, full-size Johnny Damon. And she would put it in the corner of her room. And no matter how long it was there, I knew it was there. And it still would get me when I came around the corner. and it did. It scared the crap out of Susan a couple times. And when the lights are off, you see just a silhouette. You think a person's standing there. And it would get moved. Of course, we'd move it around. And we'd have them in the bathroom, like in the shower or whatever.
You know what she was doing with that thing, right?
She had it in the corner, and she would just say, "Good night, Johnny," and go to sleep. That's what it was, Monica.
Monica, I got to be honest with you. What you're thinking is making me uncomfortable, so please don't.
Oh, my God. What are you even? Just stop it. Stop it now.
It's his daughter. Please don't do that.
And at the time, she was... Wait. She was 11. So thank you, Monica.
In which case, proceed.
L.
Just kidding.
Ridiculous.
You got a paper cut where?
Right.
Brad!
What?
Yes.
Horrible. Well, I'll go look in the attic today and see if it's there. And if it is, I'll make sure I don't think Kelly have any problem with me taking it here. And you can bring it home to your Susan.
I'll just cut out the face. Or is it interchangeable? Is it interchangeable? Like I can put a Yankees hat on it?
I don't remember.
What you should do, like a Barbie or something like that.
I think it's a Red Sox uniform, actually.
Put some sort of fastener on it and wear it the next time you're having sex.
Yeah.
Cut out the head. Just put his face, put Johnny Damon's face over your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Let her pretend she's banging Johnny Damon.
I love it.
Go Red Sox.
Right.
A great gift.
Well, you only need one hole in the...
Last year, I got you a cameo. This year, you get the real thing.
Right.
Oh.
Cardboard life size.
That would be so great.
Yeah, it would.
If you just came to bed wearing that thing and she just let you leave it on and you actually had sex with the Johnny Damon mask on, that's a story. That's a story for you because it's funny. That's a story for her. That's a great story.
It'll be on my OnlyFans. It'll be the first video I do.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
That's so unique. That's perfect.
Speaking of OnlyFans, did you see this thing with the mom? The mom in California who's now getting bullied by other moms? This chick, beautiful woman. I wouldn't throw smoke and hot around, but she's beautiful woman. She takes pictures and video with her husband, and he's cool with it. She's making $150,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
A month.
That's better than Bitcoin.
She's known as Mrs. Poindexter. The Northern California mom, Tiffany Poindexter, claims to rake in more than $150,000 a month selling access to naughty photos and videos taken by her husband.
Wow.
Parents at her kid's school are not fans.
How do
and
they
I'm
know
saying,
about
I'm
it?
I'm like, how about you just mind your business? Why do you care what she does?
Right.
Why do you care what this woman does? It's OnlyFans. You're talking about elementary school kids. How about you just mind your business? How about it?
But you know how it works. Somebody found out about it somehow.
Okay.
And then the word got around that she was doing dirty stuff on the internet out in the... And now it's do we let her kids go play with her kids?
How about this? Okay, so what if the father owned a strip club?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would be saying boo about it. Nobody would be saying boo about it. And if they did, again, mind your business.
Hmm.
This woman says, some woman from my area actually printed out pictures I posted on my OnlyFans and mailed them to the principal of my children's school.
No.
We were called a load of names. Apparently it was, quote, disturbing, disgusting, horrifying, and my children should be kicked out of school. What kind of lunatics?
Whoa.
What kind of lunatics?
That's messed up.
People need to get back to work.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's a skanky hoe.
The principal, smart move on the principal. The principal did not get involved. She and her husband, meanwhile, have continued to run the account and chalk the campaign up to jealousy. Smart. She goes, I reckon most of the husbands have taken a look at Tiffany's account. Chris Poindexter said, Maybe that's why these women have such an issue with us. Mm. You're probably, probably right. Good for you. Keep doing what you and your husband are comfortable doing.
Right.
Do you know what
it's
I'm saying?
Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
You're not right.
It's not out in the open. You have to pay in order to get to it. So there's a paywall to get to it. So you intentionally go to it.
You're not the teacher. You're not involved with anybody else's child's education.
Right.
Not that I think that would matter either, to be quite honest with you. But just people cannot mind their own friggin' business.
If you really think about it, if there was a camera in each person's house, there's probably other people doing things maybe more freaky deaky than they are.
Right.
And they're just open about it behind a pay site, you know, in a pay site. But, you know, you don't know what these other people are
doing. We talked about that before. Like the people that are pointing and hating the most.
They're the most guilty.
Yep. You know what they're doing. And that's fine. Everybody just, like you just said, Jimmy, their own house, adults, both, you know, husband and wife on the same page. Like, you know, there's no sneakiness. What's the problem?
Right. If she was doing it and there were underage kids in the pictures or something along those lines, you got something to complain about. But when you have a woman, she's not cheating on her husband. Nope. Her husband fully knows about it.
Right.
Once again, though, not that that's anybody else's business. Right.
And kids can't even access it. It's not like it's on RedTube or something. They can't.
Kids can access anything. If their parents have access to it and they know their parents' passwords, they can get it to anything.
Right. But it's intended for adults.
That would be on the parents for not keeping a tighter leash. Exactly.
I love when you go go on those alcohol sites. Click here if you are 21.
I just did that a little bit ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, really? You guys are going way deep, huh? Making it really difficult? I'm 21.
They're covering their own butt.
All right, then put in your date of birth.
All right.
That'll slow them down.
There'll be math involved. I don't know.
That'll slow down a 7-year-old. It's not going to slow down a 17-year-old. You know?
Well, you know how the rumors go and things go around. I mean, there's people, you know, rumors and people become persona non grata when there's things like rumors about, say, she cheated on somebody over there, you know, or whatever. That same woman, she's, in that case, she's doing something, you know, morally wrong, I guess. You know, at least that's something else. But these people aren't doing anything wrong. Not even in quotes. They're just not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. Even the morally wrong thing, though, your moral might be different than my morals, and don't judge.
Right. But I mean, listen, people judge every day. It's going to happen.
My morals will get you arrested.
even post-steroids, or is it just all the time?
My morals? The steroids have nothing to do with my morals. The steroids just... That's just.
You sure your moral bar didn't lower a little bit for the last couple of days? Maybe it was a little on the flexible side.
No. It's just they make me angry. That's all they do.
Yeah. All right, that's good. These are back steroids, by the way. JP's not like pumping you up like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. It is an oral steroid.
Oh.
Oral.
Put it in.
You're welcome.
All right, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. Next hour, we'll do a top 10 list around 135, where you guess what's on the top 10, try to win the bounty prize.
They printed out the pictures and mailed them to the principal and told the principal he should throw the kids out of school. The kids.
And in my head,
why?
When whoever did it was writing it, it was just like mad. Like, I'm going to show this person. Yeah. And like licked the stamp and slammed it on there. Yeah, I'm going to mail it.
Right. I don't know what you're thinking.
Her.
Yeah. Oh
my God, get a life.
Signed, Karen.
Right.
Well, maybe I don't know. So if you're really bothered by it, so don't let your kids go over their house if that's your thing. Like, why would you then spread the word?
Right.
Like, just leave it alone. Again, it's real obvious to see nothing's being done wrong.
I think the husband's right. The women are jealous, and the husbands are whacking into her pictures. No doubt. No doubt.
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone.